Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. How are you doing, everyone? Today is a very nice Monday, or Tuesday, or even Sunday, wherever you are in the world. You guys usually have a different time zone than I do, so just want to state the obvious there. All right. Let me just do this. I know I'm doing this at the most inopportune time, but I've been procrastinating this all day, and I need to get this done before I forget. Once a month, I have to send... I probably shouldn't be telling you guys this, but I like to talk while I am doing something important. Sorry. So there's this thing that I have to do once a month because of my disability. I have to take my pay stubs and send it to my accountant so that she can help me out with, or not my, well, she does, she is an accountant for a living, but she's basically the guardian in charge of, I don't want to say it. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say it. I don't want to say it publicly. I don't normally tell people about it unless, you know, they're sharing the same, or they're sharing a similar experience with it, you know. So, anyways, because I'm not entirely comfortable telling you guys about it, I guess I can't really tell the whole story of it. But ever since I started my job at Wendy's, ever since I've had any working job, paying job, I have to give pay stubs to my accountant, and she helps me with sending it to the business that gives me money once a month. All right, that's basically confessing it. Yes, I have SSI. Okay, anyways, you guys are tuning in because it's our Dancing Monday. Oh, my gosh. And the one thing that I didn't do is pull up the website so I could tell you what holidays are going on today. All righty. And today there are at least, let me make sure that I counted right the other day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 holidays. Yikes. It's still quite a bit of a load, but it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive, especially since some of them are pretty serious holidays. Okay, so let me go ahead and tell you what those holidays are. According to Hoyle Day, International Day Against Nuclear Tests. Thank you for that, by the way. Lemon Juice Day, Chop Suey Day, More Herbs, Less Salt Day. Oh, that's what I meant to do. National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day, and National Swiss Wine Growers Day. Woohoo! A lot of holidays going on today. So, I guess, considering what I used in my title, I am supporting the, which one was it? More Herbs, Less Salt Day, and I think I'm going to go ahead and support National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day, as well as Chop Suey Day. Because every time I see that meal name, Chop Suey, I think of the Nancy Drew film, That was released in, what was it, 1939? Yeah, because I looked it up the other day, because I was trying to figure out, like, if I was telling my dad the wrong year. Was it Dad? I was talking to someone. Yeah, it was Dad, because I had to... No, I was telling Dad about that one song from Bioshock Infinite. Who was it I was talking to about Nancy Drew? Oh, my aunt and uncle. Because this particular aunt gave me, like, a huge box of Nancy Drew books a long time ago. I still have those books, by the way. And I ever since then, like, I'm always giving her, like, these cool facts that I keep finding about Nancy Drew. And it turns out in 1939 and 1938, I don't remember which movie company it was, but they created 4 Nancy Drew films, all of which star, I think his name is Frankie Thomas, Benita Granville, and a couple of other known actors at the time. And oh my gosh, guys, you got to look up Frankie Thomas, because he looks almost exactly like Max Thiriot. Seriously, guys, I think they chose super well when they chose Max Thiriot as Ned Nickerson in the latest Nancy Drew film, because he looks almost exactly like Frankie Thomas, who happens to play Ted Nickerson in the Nancy Drew films. Oh my gosh. It's just perfect. And so, since I've already been talking a bit, let's go ahead and play a song. And if you guys haven't been paying attention to my tweets or anything on my Facebook, when I share information about today's, to any radio show segment, or rather today's segment, I'm not going to be using music that correlates to the holidays, at least not for today. So, yeah. Alrighty. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I'm going to talk about that after the song. Okay, so let's go ahead and play a song. This one is called... No, wait. I don't normally tell the title of songs, because this is the music I'm playing from my computer, not YouTube. This song is by Air Supply. Hope you like it.
Keeping me way, 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 way
All right, and if you didn't notice, that was Anticipation by Air Supply. That's actually a really good song. All right, so if you're actually tuning in because of my tweet that I did, that I kind of promoted, jeez, I got dog hair all over me. I was huddling close my god dog today. I love that. I love that dog. Anywho, if you guys are tuning in because of the tweet that I made, oh my gosh, guys, I actually did do a pretty bold move today. Last week, I found out that this place in Columbia called Candy Factory is hiring. Of course, I got this news from one of my sisters. I found out that Candy Factory was hiring, and oh my gosh, that would actually be a great place for me to work. So I went over there, and I actually, because I actually had a little bit of difficulty finding it because I couldn't remember the address, and the area I was in at the time didn't, there was no Wi-Fi that I could connect to. So I decided to call my mom, ask her for the address. She looked it up for me, and she actually asked for chocolate-covered strawberries, which is one of their, you know, one of their things that they normally do. So I didn't have any money at the time, and I knew, but I knew that I would be getting some because of payday pretty soon. So once the payday happened, oh my gosh, guys, I used this system called Tiger's Takeout. It's a website you can go to get, like, delivery from certain places in my town. And what's really, but it's kind of expensive. It all depends on the delivery fee and the taxes and all that. Because, let's see, like, the delivery fee from Candy Factory, it was, like, $7. And that was because it was going to a location. And that was because it was going to my mom's location and not me. So I surprised my mom by one pound of chocolate-covered strawberries. Oh, my gosh. I mean, chocolate-covered strawberries are also my weakness. But this chocolate is dark chocolate. At least I think so. I should have asked mom. But, oh, my gosh. Actually, you know what? I think, because I can look it up right now, actually. Yeah, right there. Where is it? Where is it? There we go. The Candy Factory. And what is it? Signature chocolates? No. There we go. Chocolate-covered strawberries. Oh, it doesn't say. Yeah, it doesn't say. Fiddlesticks. Oh, well. But it's a really cool website, and it's totally worth it. For a while, Steak and Shake was there. That was pretty expensive, though, because, like, every time, like, including the delivery fee, like, it would cost, like, close to $20. What's really interesting is that I'm talking too much on Tiger's Takeout. Jeez. Anyways, so last week when I went to the Candy Factory, I actually decided to check out their stuff because, you know, the person, like, both people were busy. One, I think, was the manager. One was the manager on the phone talking to someone, and the other was tending to a customer. So I decided to wait patiently and check out their stuff. There was this one sign that I super wanted, but I didn't have any money at the time. So I picked up an application. I looked at it. It didn't look very formal. It looked like it was just typed up rather than, you know, some business, rather than, like, you know, calling up a business, ask them to make the application, make copies of it, and send it to us. But, I mean, it has some pretty good questions on there. It has some that they wanted me to answer, surprisingly, which is nice because then they wouldn't have to ask it in the interview. They probably still will, though, because it was a pretty good question. But I probably should look up into information about the Candy Factory in case they do call me for an interview. Because I already went to Candy Factory today after I got home after I got downtown from work, because I live downtown. I basically live just not too far from the candy factory, surprisingly. Anyways, if you're actually wondering what disgusting, I cannot pronounce it, sarcoidosis, let me look it up. I actually do remember looking it up, and I was really surprised of what it is. I don't think it's a well-known disease that people know about. Let's see. Sarcoidosis leads to organ damage in about one-third of the people diagnosed with the disease. Damage may occur over many years and involve more than one organ. Rarely, sarcoidosis can be fatal. Death usually is the result of problems with the lungs, heart, or brain. Jeez. Sorry, there was one of the questions that was listed was, can a person die from it? Is sarcoidosis a form of cancer? About 20-30% of people with it are left with some permanent lung damage, and in 10-15% of patients, the disease is chronic. Although it is rare, death from sarcoidosis can occur if the disease doesn't really answer the question. Can you cure it? There is no cure, but most people do very well with little or only modest treatment. What the heck? Oh, sorry. In half of cases, sarcoidosis goes away on its own. In a few cases, however, sarcoidosis may last for years and may cause organ damage. Well, yeah, I'd imagine so. Is it an autoimmune disease? It is. Affects the organs of the body, but especially the liver and lungs. In sarcoidosis, abnormal tissue growths called granulomas, I do not know how to pronounce that, granulomas, it's G-R-A-N-U-L-O-M-A-S, form in many organs, including the lungs, liver, lymph nodes, eyes, skin, and other areas. Yikes. Okay, so basically, sarcoidosis is the growth of tiny collections of inflammatory cells in different parts of the body. Jeez. Can't be cured, but treatment may help. Requires a medical diagnosis. Lab tests or imaging always required. Chronic, can last for years or be lifelong. Wow. It is affected. There's like a limited effect to kids from, you know, birth to age 18, but it's even more affected to people who are 19 and older, especially when you're in your 60s. Jeez. That's crazy. That's crazy talk. Well, I think with that, I think I'm going to have this one song play. I super like it. I think you might as well. It is by Peter, Paul, and Mary. I think you might recognize this one, actually.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake
what?
You up. Goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like I don't know when I'll be back again. many times I've played around, I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring.
That was Peter, Paul, and Mary singing Jet Plane. I don't know why, but according to the CD that I had downloaded on the computer, it says Carry On Onward Son. Sorry, Carry On Wayward Son. Don't understand why it says that when it's Jet Plane. Anyways, so one of the holidays that I'm supporting today is I already forgot. More Herbs, Less Salt Day. Originally, I had plans to make a cup of tea and drink it during the show. But, unfortunately, I completely forgot. I got sidetracked. That's me. Sidetracked. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play this next song because I super love it and I really want you guys to listen to it before I say goodbye.
When the rain came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with all our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl.
All right, sorry, everyone. Unfortunately, I have to cut it right there because there's this one more song that I want to play, and I actually have to let you go. Unfortunately, really want to talk more, but I have to go. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Wrestling Rabbits saying goodbye with Your Mama Don't Dance by Loggins and shoot. Who was it? Loggins and Messina. Whoops. Wow. Jeez. Bye, everyone.
Because your mom.